Hey, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray and get started. Father, I ask that any sister that is listening to this, if this has happened to her, she has understanding as to what has happened to her. And if any other sisters listening, that she can recognize this, and they just really take heed and understand how easy it is for these things to happen, and them to hardly even notice that it's happening, that they start to really wake up and see in the spirit, and understand these things. Ask all these prayers, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about developing spiritual gifts, this is the third group in the parable of the sower. It says, "He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." Okay, and that's Matthew chapter 13 verse 22, and this is Mark chapter 4 verse 18. It says, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and becometh unfruitful." I've seen this quite a bit, where I'm like, I don't mean to laugh, but I'm just like, you have to be really humble, because this can happen very easily, and then it's quite astonishing when it does happen, in all sincerity. Where I'll see a sister and she's got a gift and it's really precious. And she's doing well for a while. And then this happens where it's like a job or a career or something in their life or a relationship will enter in, and all of a sudden they just forget about it. Like, wow. You know, and their mind is consumed with this, like it says, the lusts of other things, you know, or money too. Okay. Where it's like that all of a sudden becomes a focus, and it's just quite, I don't know. It's just something that you really need to just, like he says, I'll read it again. This is John chapter 15. Okay. It says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me." Because these things seem really important to her oftentimes. You know what I mean? When I talk to them later on, and it's like, they don't even really notice that they're not even paying attention to the things of the spirit anymore. It's just the conversation is so consumed with like the things of this world and what's going on here and in this place, where it's like, you know, I'll talk to them like, well, what about, you know, how things were going before, you know, like with your gift and your relationship with the Lord, what's going on there? And all of a sudden the relationship with the Lord is their main focus, and what they're talking to the Lord about is about those things, the lust of other things, you know, a job, a relationship, money, you know, just the things here in this life, and they're really consumed. And oftentimes that part of their life is not going well. And that's why I'm oftentimes talking with them. And it's because it's not going well, because it's stealing their focus away from the things of the spirit, you know, and they've lost their way. Okay. And whenever that happens, the Lord always causes things to go wrong because you've got an idol there, okay? And it's just you really need to be humble, because when I see this, I'm going, oh my goodness, like what the sister has, if she pursues it, right, at that point it's not, but it's a very wonderful gift of the Spirit that's like, you can get the things of this world, you know, through the work of your own hands and obtain them. And they're not that special. And that's the only way I can, I guess, explain it. But when you're walking in the spirit and you can see in the spirit, you can see, listen, you know, the Lord has given you a gift, and that's an eternal gift. And it's just, you know, something that is really special and really important. And that needs to be your focus. Everything else, you know, like he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then these things will be added unto you, will fall into place. That's really not that important, you know. But when you're not abiding in the vine, it seems important. Okay, like he says, the lust of other things, you know, because it's just like, I don't know. It's just quite astonishing because, like, for example, the gift of, you know, prophecy, it's like, that's a wonderful gift, you know? And to turn aside after that for something in this life, in this place, and then leave that behind is just, it would be a huge loss, okay? But I've seen it happen, and I've seen it happen really easily where the sister doesn't even realize that it's happening. She just stopped paying attention to it. Okay, she's just not really thinking about it anymore. Okay, all she's doing is thinking about this stuff here in this place, this life. Okay, so that's why you just really want to be humble, be aware of these warnings in scripture. Okay, because like I said, the parable of the five wise and the five foolish, there, unfortunately, that type of stuff is going to, it's going to have an impact during times of judgment. Okay, you're going to find yourself in a place where you're going to need what the Lord was trying to give to you. And those other things are going to be, you know, there, that's, you're going to, that's going to be a loss. And I just don't want any sister that's listening to have that happen. So, be very prayerful and humble. Okay. In this walk and in this life. Okay. Cause you can lose things like that and not even notice that you lost them until later on. Okay. So be very guarded. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a beautiful day abounding in the Spirit, and that she prays to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can even see and understand these things. I ask all these pretty things in Jesus' name. Amen.